This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Joining us now, live in the studio, producer Annie. You're going to help us out now, aren't you?
I sure am.
You're back on the mic.
Yes, I am. So I wanted to chat with my great friend Claire Sullivan.
Thank you.
Here she is. Hey.
There's a little audience in here.
Yeah. So Claire, Jack and I are on the comedy scene in Melbourne, mm-hmm. and Claire is also part of a comedy troupe called Popo Moco, mm-hmm. Melbourne's premier queer comedy troupe.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
And I was chatting to Claire at a party recently and she said that she'd been doing some gay life drawing at Hares and Hyenas, and this fascinated me because she wasn't the one doing the sketching. She was in the front. Nude.
Yep.
So
posing.
Gay life drawing.
Yeah.
Drawings of gay life, but nude.
Well, I think that's how it originally started, but it's like the person who runs it, he gets like a different duo or group or a new thing each month, and like this group that come or whatever, they have a different theme.
Right.
So in the past, there's been like a couple of women, they did like one, like a gay life drawing based off blue is the warmest color. And they also had one which was like based off like Tom of Finland. So it's like super, super queer type things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they got my comedy group, Popo Moco, to do. We did one which was the birth of baby bejesus.
Did you show your bejean?
Oh, yeah. My bejean was shown.
Sparkle.
But you also have to then hold that pose for how long?
Well, so we had some poses which were like each pose which was held for a different amount of time. So we'd have quick like 2-minute poses.
Oh.
And we'd also have like kind of long 10-minute poses. And there was this one pose towards the end of the night where it was... we were introducing all the different characters, I guess, that turned up, that followed the star or whatever, to the to the birth of the baby of Jesus. And there was like the Moyle, because you know Jesus is Jewish, right? The Moyle is the dude that
the snipper.
Yeah, the snipper. Yeah,
boy.
So and one of our members is Jewish, so we're like, oh, okay, cool. So she played the Moyle, and then I played the. I've forgotten the word for it. You know the...
Foreskin?
No. Oh, that'd be great. No, we were talking about that. The dead foreskin, sadly, in the corner. No,
nobody loves me.
I'm so sad. No, it was the woman that is like the...
Midwife.
The hippie version of midwife.
Doula.
Yeah.
Fun game.
Yeah, I was the doula.
A doula.
Yeah, I was the doula. So I sat, I walked in, I had this hat which had like a big... Which was like, had a long wig.
Yeah.
And like a big bit of sheeting, which... just did not cover anything, and a hat, a very silly long wig, and a hat which had a bit of a blood stain on the front. We're being very irreverent. And I kind of went down to this real squatting pose with one hand up and the other hand on my own thighs. My thighs were like apart, and as I went down into the pose, which is not exactly the pose I was planning on doing, it was meant to be a bit similar. I went into it and I was like, oh no, in my head, I'm like, oh no, this is a 10-minute pose.
Oh,
it's going to be like crazy hard, because I was just like resting on both of my front of my feet trying to stay
in a
still.
Just clarify, so you're squatting naked with a wig on.
Yes.
Until for 10 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
No, I've never posed naked. Is it? Do you have to like? Do you make eye contact with the drawers?
Well, for some of them, I did. I would look at. I'd find someone in the back of the room because I have bad eyesight in long distance. So I would just be able to like look in the back of the room and look at like a blob of what is a face.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And what about were you afraid that someone might show up that you knew? That
yes.
Was terrifying.
Well, I knew that some people I knew were gonna show up because they're just big fans of Popo Moco. So people like, it's like there were some people I'm like, oh yeah, I know that they'll come. But then there's one other comedian, like another like stand-up comedian turned up, and turns out she's like an amazing artist, and she was like right in the front row, and I was like, oh no. And then whenever I've seen her at parties since, I'm like, oh, hey, do you remember how you saw me completely naked?
It was all for art, again.
Have you ever done it, Jacqueline? Would you?
I've posed naked many times. But no, I don't... I don't know.
Just in my room.
Ever say never, but I don't... I'm not sure.
I don't know how I'd feel about not so much posing naked, but the drawing or being the artist. I'd feel a bit sort of pervy, I think.
I think because... I'm not an artist, just be honest. Mm. I think people, they were often saying that they would just kind of get into drawing the body parts, and so like whatever was happening was not like a sexual thing, even if what was happening on stage was definitely a sexual thing, like
it's objectified in another way. It's like you are just a shape.
Exactly.
Come up and see my etchings of elbows and
it's feet. Beauty, it's the body.
The body's a beautiful thing.
I was worried I'd fart or something.
Yeah, I was worried. I was worried that I was going to get my period in the middle. I was like, nightmare.
That would be performance art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black and white.
I love it. So, yeah, you've got another show coming up.
My comedy group, Pope Moko, we've got a kids show in midsummer. There's actually...
Not nude, though.
No, it's not nude. No. There's a lot of clothing involved. The funny thing about this is that there's only 3 kids shows in midsummer, and they are all drag story time, which is awesome. But it's also like, oh, everyone else is like, oh, let's just do a drag story time. That'll be really fun. And so I guess all the drag queens in Melbourne are going to get used up in that, like, in those 3 shows doing, like, story time for kids. Anyway, ours is called...
What's the name of the show?
Ours is called Once Upon a Drag Story Time.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And venue-wise, where?
That is at, I'm pretty sure it's at Hare's Hyenas, and it's on the 9th of February. So if you're in the inner north and you want to take your kids to something like that, then bring them along. There's 3 shows that day, actually.
Are they all drag kids shows?
Yes, except there's one in the evening which is for more adults, but it's still drag. It's like we're doing drag kings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, so most times, like, it'd be a drag queen reading, but this time it's like 3 drag kings, so which is a fun, you know, gender play on the whole thing.
Isn't the Midsummer Festival just fantastic for the diversity of content?
Yes, it's beautiful.
It's great.
There's so many great shows to go see and fun things to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you have anything on your list that you were planning to see yourself?
Oh, I'm always going to look forward to the carnival, which is always fun.
Always fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that next weekend?
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I think one of my friends is having an after party called Tomboy at Carlton Club in the city. That's going to be fun.
Oh, big dance party.
Yeah, big old dance party.
Dancy.
Yeah, I think Unicorns, the female femme queer club, is throwing on something, which is always fun. And Kazillion's going to be really cool. Kazillion's
International. Internationally famous now.
Internationally
we saw them
famous.
In Edinburgh, actually.
Yeah.
I did anyway.
Yeah, they do the movies in my mind.
I saw a lot of things.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Claire Sullivan. We look forward to seeing what Popo Moko does at this year's Midsummer Festival.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.